This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
The home for our Falcons.
10-5! Touchdown Atlanta!
WZGC Atlanta and WZGC HD1.
Always live and free on the Odyssey app.
Atlanta Sports Radio 92.9.
It's time for a different take. This is Hometown Take with Dylan Matthews. Every morning starting at 5, we give you the latest local Atlanta news. Sports news doesn't stop, and we're here to get you caught up on the latest Atlanta sports news and more.
The Hometown Take is on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. Now, here's Dylan.
What's going on, everybody? It is your boy Dylan Matthews live in the Kia Studios giving you the Hometown Take. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at underscore Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. Happy Friday to you. Hope you are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Shout out to all my people already at the gym getting that good pumping and getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my first responders out there protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. Salute to y'all. I appreciate you. And shout out to all my people listening in the bed right now, too. Go ahead and get up if you got something to get up for. I know you're out there. But Falcons Friday here on 92.9 The Game. Gonna start to get you ready for Falcons Buccaneers. Continue to get you ready for Falcons Buccaneers in just a couple of minutes here. Obviously, we will also get into the rest of the slate of games that is going on this weekend. We will touch a little bit on the in-season tournament because, believe it or not, the in-season tournament final are not the – yeah, the finals are set. So I believe it's Lakers and Pacers happening tomorrow. It's going to be the in-season tournament final. The Lakers absolutely destroyed the Pelicans, and the Pacers continue their hot streak. They take down the Milwaukee Bucks last night in their in-season tournament semifinal. So with the in-season tournament final set for tomorrow, we will dive into that a little bit, probably in about 38 minutes or so, and we'll also get into what happened during Thursday night football. Obviously, the Mike Tomlin – people calling for Mike Tomlin's job was heavy, heavy last night. And I don't know if I agree with that or not, but we'll get into that in about 17 minutes as we get into the rest of these NFL games and talk to you about the slate of NFL games we got going. But first and foremost, let's talk about these Atlanta Falcons. Obviously, they're getting ready for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in a huge, huge, huge swing game. Because, again, here's the scenario. It's pretty easy. Falcons win. They go up two whole games. If you think about it, it's going to be really like three games because they're going to be up two whole games, and then they're going to have the tiebreaker. So that's kind of like a third game. So the Falcons can really set themselves apart from the pack in the NFC South, especially if, because the Saints play the Panthers this weekend, so especially if the Panthers can find a way to beat the Saints, you put the Saints down another game too. The Panthers, not worried about them, obviously. And then if you beat the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, like we've been talking about, you go up two whole games, really three games, because you'll have the tiebreaker as well. But if you lose on Sunday, if the Falcons lose on Sunday, there will be a three-way tie for the first-place spot in the NFC South if the Saints win as well and they beat the Panthers this weekend. So if the Bucs win and the Saints win, there's a three-way tie in the NFC South. And not only that, but now the Tampa Bay Buccaneers would have the same division record as you. Y'all would have split in the season series. They would have a better NFC record than you because right now they're the Falcons and the Buccaneers record both stand at 4-4. So they would move to 5-4. Obviously, the Falcons would move to 4-5 if the Buccaneers were to win on Sunday. But hopefully none of that happens. And we're talking about the Falcons taking a nice lead in the NFC South and having a real foothold on the NFC South and having some real, real control in the division and starting to make their way to the playoffs. Getting over 500 again, getting a three-game win streak for the first time since 2019, and the first three-game win streak in Arthur Smith's tenure here in Atlanta. So there is a lot on the line, a lot of big things, little things. Like, there's just a lot on the line, a lot at stake for the Atlanta Falcons this weekend, and hopefully they can accomplish all of that stuff I just listed off. So let me give you some numbers, and then I'll let you hear from Desmond Ridder, Arthur Smith, and all those fellows. All right, coming into this game, I'll give you some comparisons here. Right now, when it comes to some numbers and rankings, Falcons scoring 18.8 points per game. That's 24th. Buccaneers, 19.4 points per game. That's 23rd. So Buccaneers right ahead of the Falcons as far as scoring goes. However, when it comes to opponent scoring, the Falcons are a little bit ahead of the Buccaneers. Falcons are only allowing 20 points per game. Buccaneers ever so slightly behind the Falcons at 20.4 points per game. Now, this is where I really think the Falcons can have an advantage on Sunday, and hopefully they take advantage of it. I think they will, but I think they're also going to pass the ball a little bit. What I'm talking about is Falcons right now averaging 135.2 rush yards per game. That's sixth in the league. And for Tampa Bay, they're towards the bottom, only averaging 85.2 rush yards per game. That's 30th in the league. However, we did hear Arthur Smith earlier this week say, you know, how he's noticed the Buccaneers running game getting better. So hopefully the Falcons are able to shut that down a little bit and get them back to closer to that 30th rank that they've gotten throughout the season. Right now the Falcons are giving up, speaking of that, 107.8 rush yards per game. That's 15th. And the Buccaneers only allowing 99 rush yards per game. That's 10th in the league. So, again, one of those things going to have to give a little bit. The Falcons running for 135. The Buccaneers only allowing 99. I'll take the Falcons on that one. So, look, the Falcons are going to be at home. This is going to be a big game. First and foremost, everybody at Mercedes-Benz Stadium needs to show up and show out, bring the noise like you did against the Saints, and help your team get to a victory, because, you know, we heard Arthur Smith talk about how when you go back to the Saints game, Jesse Bates getting that pick six, I mean, that swung all the momentum when the crowd goes crazy and you really feel the energy in that building. So you just hope that we can get that same energy from the fans and we can make that happen. So we'll see, but continue on with some numbers. Falcons, I think they will end up throwing the ball a little bit more, obviously, than they did last week against the Jets, because, I mean, we've talked about it all week. The conditions were not very good down there, up there, I should say, in New York. But right now, the Falcons averaging 193.4 pass yards per game. That's 22nd in the league. Buccaneers averaging 220 pass yards per game. That's 19th in the league. Falcons only giving up 208.1 pass yards per game. That's 11th. Buccaneers giving up 257.9 opponent passing yards per game. That's 28th. Total defense, Falcons, top 10 total defense, giving up 315.9 yards per game. Buccaneers giving up 356.9 yards per game. That's 27th in the league for the Buccaneers. So, again, there are some – this team is similar in some ways, but also very different in some ways too. Obviously, the Falcons are a good bit more run-heavy than the Buccaneers. And it's not like the Buccaneers don't want to run the ball. It's just at times they just straight up have not been able to. Plus, obviously, when they get down, and they've been down in some games here, you have to throw the ball a little bit more. And again, that's just kind of their offense. They want to throw it around a little bit and kind of use the screen game and the short passing game, use Rashad White in that way, and kind of have that be the extension of the running game there. So those are some numbers for you. I do, before we get to some sound, I do want to give you an update on the injury report as well, because we had some new developments in the injury report. So Wednesday, I'll go ahead and give you this. Nothing changed as far as the full participants who are on the injury report. Mac Hollins, Mike Hughes, Laquelle London, they were all full participants on Thursday as well. Limited participation on Wednesday, though, listen to this, was Jeff Okuda and A.J. Terrell. Limited participation on yesterday was A.J. Terrell and Drew Dahlman. Drew Dahlman did not participate on Wednesday. So here's all who did not participate on Wednesday. Nate Landman, Drew Dahlman, Caleb McGarry, Cordarrelle Patterson, and Calais Campbell did not participate, but they always get off days on Wednesdays. And David Onyemata also did not participate yesterday. So here's who was limited and who did not participate yesterday. Limited participation, A.J. Terrell, Drew Dahlman did not participate, Jeff Okuda, Nate Landman, Caleb McGarry, David Onyemata. So Jeff Okuda, who was limited in practice on Wednesday, did not practice yesterday. I'm not sure if that's alarming. I'm not sure if they were trying to rest him. I'm not exactly sure why he would be good to go in a limited basis on Wednesday, but then not be able to practice on Thursday. Hopefully it's not a setback. Hopefully just maybe a little rest. Hopefully they were just taking it easy. But that is something to look out for. Jeff Okuda, again, limited on Wednesday, but did not practice Thursday. Drew Dahlman, however, did not practice on Wednesday, and he was limited on Thursday, so that's good. And then I heard Joe Patrick say on Andy and Randy that even on Wednesday, it looked like Drew Dahlman went through a workout on Wednesday, just didn't practice, but went through a workout, so that's good. So it looks like Drew Dahlman's trending in the right direction. A.J. Terrell, limited in practice these past 2 days, looks like he's trending in the right direction, so hopefully he'll be able to clear concussion protocol and play. Hopefully Jeff Okuda will be able to play, but again, I am a little concerned that he was limited on Wednesday but didn't practice on Thursday. Could be nothing. Could be they were just resting him, but I'm not exactly sure what the deal is there. Now, as far as Nate Landman, Caleb McGarry, David Onyemata, them I'm definitely worried about, because they didn't practice Wednesday or Thursday. They don't practice today, then you can almost guarantee they are not playing. Friday is usually decision day. nine times out of 10, almost 10 times out of 10, when you don't practice on Friday, you usually aren't playing in the game on Sunday. So there definitely could be a scenario where the Falcons are without starting linebacker Nate Landman, starting right tackle Caleb McGarry, and starting defensive tackle David Onyemata. Three big names the Falcons could be missing on Sunday, and that would be huge. So Storm Norton has done a good job for Caleb McGarry. Nate Landman, he's been so good. Obviously, we'll need whoever is going to be in that role to step up. And then David Onyemata. We do have pretty good depth at defensive line, I feel like. So a guy like Albert Huggins can get in there. I believe Timmy Horn could be able to get some time in there. So I feel solid about our depth on the defensive line. But David Onyemata is David Onyemata. He's been so good this year. It would really, really be unfortunate if we're not able to have David Onyemata on Sunday. So we'll see. The Buccaneers, too, are dealing with their own injuries, and I'll give you those here in just a second. I'll give you that injury report right now for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Cornerback Jamal Dean, linebacker Devin White, defensive tackle Vita Vea, guard Cody Mock, and safety Josh Hayes, all questionable on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers injury report. So they're dealing with their own injuries too. We'll see who's able to go, who's not able to go. That all can make a big, big difference when we talk about who might have an advantage in this game. So this game, it's not going to come down to health, but health will be a big factor in this game for sure. All right, when we come back, let's continue the NFL talk and let's talk about the slate of games we got this weekend. We'll talk a little Thursday night football as well. Don't forget, by the way, 5:40. You know what time it is. It's going to be Grillin' Dylan here in about 25 minutes. Anything you want to talk about, we'll talk about it. And we'll take your calls as well. So we'll open up the phone line soon. But when we come back 5 minutes from now, let's talk some more NFL. Get you ready for this weekend slate of games. Few good games this weekend. We'll talk about them next right here on Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you, you know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Friday. Hope you are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my people listening to bed. Shout out to all my first responders. Hope you all are doing well. Hope you all have a great weekend planned for you. Man, I cannot wait for this weekend because I am planning on doing a whole lot of nothing. And I am very much looking forward to it. So it's going to be one of those chill weekends. Not going to do a whole lot. Later today, when I get back, I'm going to do a whole lot of nothing. Saturday, whole lot of nothing. Sunday, obviously, I work on the Atlanta Falcons broadcast on the radio network, so I'll do that. But the rest of today, after I get off, and Saturday, you can miss me with anything. I'm going to be like, I'm a pass today. So, whether your weekend is going to be uneventful and relaxing, or relaxing and productive, or a little bit of everything, whether, you know, I hope you have a good weekend either way it goes. All right, let's get into this weekend slate of games, starting with the game we had last night, the real barn burner between the New England Patriots and the Pittsburgh Steelers. Ended up not being a bad game, 21-18, the final score. New England gets the win behind Bailey Zappe, 19-28, 240 yards, three touchdowns, did throw an interception, but Bailey Zappe looked pretty good. Ezekiel Elliott, the revival of Ezekiel Elliott as well, 22 carries for only for 68 yards. It's not great, actually, 3.1 yards per carry. But anywho, Zeke did have a receiving touchdown, though, by the way. He had a lot of receiving yards, too. Zeke actually had a very nice game, talking about receiving and rushing. 7 receptions for 72 yards and a touchdown. Juju Smith-Schuster, he had that really nice catch towards the sideline. 4 receptions, 90 yards for Juju. Hunter Henry caught 2 touchdowns. Man, something told me maybe I should pick Hunter Henry up this weekend. I saw his name when I was checking, you know, players on the waiver wire. And that were free agents, and I was like, maybe Hunter Henry just randomly could be a good pickup. And lo and behold, 3 receptions, 40 yards, 2 touchdowns. But, you know, that's how it goes. It's all good either way. For the Steelers, Mitch Trubisky, 22 of 35, 190 yards, a touchdown, an interception. He also ran for a score, had 8 rushes for 30 yards. Najee Harris, only 12 carries for only 29 yards. That is tough. This Steelers offensive line, not great yesterday. In total, Pittsburgh ran the ball 28 times for just 82 yards, 2.9 yards per carry. Deontay Johnson did have a touchdown for the Steelers, 3 receptions, 57 yards, and the touchdown. So Steelers just with that, obviously having a backup quarterback, struggling a little bit, and just the offense overall has struggled. But Bailey Zappe for the Patriots, giving them another spark, and we'll see if Bailey Zappe stays in there for the rest of the year or if it will continue to be a turnstile at quarterback for the Patriots. But solid game for the Patriots, and they get themselves a win. So at 3-10, obviously the playoffs is pretty much out of the question for New England. Obviously the Steelers are trying to still make a playoff run. They go to 7-6. So we'll see if the Steelers can bounce back and get some done here. All right, moving on to the rest of the weekend slate of games. Obviously, you got the Falcons and the Buccaneers. We were just talking about that one. Of course, you can hear that right here on the flagship station of the Atlanta Falcons, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Pre-game coverage starting at 9 a.m. with the Wade Ford Tailgate Show. Harper LaBelle, Joe Patrick, John Freaky will have you covered there again from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Then at 11 a.m., they hand things over to the Atlanta Falcons Radio Network and the Atlanta Falcons Radio Network pregame show with Chris Goforth and Mike Johnson. Then 1 p.m., you got Wes Durham, Dave Archer, and they will bring you all the action from Mercedes-Benz Stadium with the Falcons and the Bucks. So obviously that's going down at 1 o'clock. You also got the Colts taking on the Bengals in Cincinnati. Gardner Minshew and company in Indy are trying to what? They're on like a 4-game winning streak, I think. Let's check this out here. Yeah, 4-game winning streak for the Colts, trying to make it 5. So Colts, one of the hottest teams in football right now, going to have to travel to Cincinnati. But Jake Browning showed y'all what's up on Monday Night Football. So we're going to see what's popping there. But that's actually going to be a sneaky good game between Jake Browning and Gardner Minshew and the Bengals and the Colts. You know, beginning of the year, we thought, oh, that might be pretty good. You know, Joe Burrow, Anthony Richardson, nah, Jake Browning and Gardner Minshew. But it still might turn out to be a pretty solid game. Bengals at 6-6, Colts at 7-5, so pretty important game there when it comes to the AFC. Another important game when it comes to the AFC as well, Browns and Jaguars. Jaguars sitting at 8-4, Browns at 7-5. Both of these teams might be on their backup quarterbacks as well. We know Deshaun Watson ain't coming back for the rest of the year for the Browns. However, Trevor Lawrence, his status still a little up in the air. He did return to practice on a limited basis yesterday after suffering that high ankle sprain. So we'll see if Trevor Lawrence is able to go or not, but that could also be a game where you see two backup quarterbacks when you originally thought that matchup was going to be Deshaun Watson and Trevor Lawrence. Trevor Lawrence still might be there, though. We'll see, but that game's going to be in Cleveland, so we'll see how that, if Trevor Lawrence does play, we'll see how that Browns defense fares against Trevor Lawrence, Travis Etienne, and our old friend Calvin Ridley, who's doing pretty good. Hey, keep balling out, Calvin. Keep balling out because we try to get that second-round pick at the end of the day. Obviously, the last kind of step to that trade is if the Jaguars, I was watching the in-season tournament highlights. That's why I thought of the Cavaliers. And obviously, they're taking on the Browns. But anywho, we know the last step of that trade that we made with the Jaguars to send Calvin Ridley to Jacksonville is if they reach a long-term agreement with Calvin Ridley, then that pick that the Falcons got from the Jaguars becomes a second-round pick. So hopefully Calvin keeps balling. He's been doing his thing, and hopefully the Falcons get that second-round pick. You got the Texans traveling to MetLife to take on the Jets also this weekend. The Rams and the Ravens actually should be a pretty good game. The Rams have been getting it together. Matthew Stafford has been playing better as of late. Puka Nacua and Cooper Kupp starting to come around for sure as well. So the Ravens obviously been playing well. They're 9-3 on the year. So that could end up being a pretty good game in Baltimore. Lions and the Bears. You know, people are starting to talk about Justin Fields, as if maybe this could be the end of the road for him in Chicago. We'll see. But the Lions traveling to the Bears. The Lions looking to bounce back a little bit here. They did beat the Saints, but before that loss to the Packers, they were in a close one with the Bears, a close one with the Chargers. The Chargers are a good team. So even though the Lions are coming off a win against the Saints, they're still looking to, you know, kind of reassert their dominance and show everybody that they still for real. You know what I'm saying? So we'll see how that game fares out. That game's at 1 o'clock as well. Still on the 1 o'clock slate of games. Last game here actually at 1 o'clock. The Panthers traveling to New Orleans and taking on the Saints. Again, we would like the Panthers actually to win that game because the Panthers at 1-11 are no threat in the NFC South. However, the Saints at 5-7 are still in reach of the NFC South, still have a puncher's chance at making something shake in the NFC South. So we're rooting for the Panthers there to get a win on the road. But, you know, the Panthers are 1-11 for a reason. So we'll see what happens there. Plus, traveling to New Orleans, that's obviously a tough place to play. Vikings going to be taking on the Raiders in Allegiant Stadium in Vegas. Another good game, 4:05 game. Seahawks and 49ers. That actually should be a pretty good game. Obviously, we know the Seahawks at 6-6. Geno Smith, DK Metcalf. We'll see if Kenneth Walker comes back. He missed last week with an ankle, I believe it was. We'll see if he's able to come back. They're going to obviously need him if they want to, you know, stop the juggernaut that is Brock Purdy, George Kittle, Christian McCaffrey. On that defense, obviously, you got Greenlaw and Nick Bosa and all those boys. So we'll see. Obviously, can't forget about Deebo Samuel as well. Trent Williams on the offensive line for San Fran as well. Bills and Chiefs, the Bills trying to get their life together. They're at 6-6 right now, and they're going to travel to Arrowhead to take on the Chiefs. Obviously, the Bills had a bye week last week, and they're coming off a loss to the Eagles, that overtime loss, that thrilling 34-37 game. So we'll see if they can bounce back and get the Chiefs, who, again, have been struggling a little bit too. They just lost to the Panthers, but they're still sitting fairly well at 8-4. Broncos and Chargers. Broncos trying to remain hot. Their five-game winning streak did get snapped by the Texans last week, but they're going to try and bounce back against the Chargers. And this another pretty big game as far as the AFC goes, because right now Chargers sitting at 5-7, Broncos at 6-6. Obviously, this is a divisional game as well, both these teams in the AFC West. And then finally, to round out the Sunday slate of games, Eagles and Cowboys. The Eagles going to be licking their chops to try and get back on the field, but tough game to, you know, after you just done playing the 49ers, got to bounce back against the Cowboys in Jerry World at AT&T Stadium. So that one's going to be tough as well for the Eagles, but we'll see if they're able to bounce back. But the Cowboys are obviously going to want to try and win that game. They obviously lost to the Eagles in Philadelphia at Lincoln Financial Field earlier this year, so they want to try and at least get a split. And obviously the Eagles are trying to bounce back from only their second loss of the season. Also, too, this is another big division game, so you got a lot of important division games going on this weekend. Eagles sitting at 10-2, Cowboys at 9-3. So they could get right back. The Cowboys could get right back in a tie for first place if they win this Sunday night against the Eagles. So we'll see. Monday Night Football, Packers and Giants. Jordan Love playing better. Packers playing better. They're at 6-6. And the Titans traveling to Miami to take on the Dolphins. We'll see if, you know, Will Levis and DeAndre Hopkins are back on one accord. If you didn't see that, they were, you know, having a little colorful conversation on the sideline last game. So that is the full slate of games this weekend. You can always tweet at me at _DylanMatthews and let me know which games you are looking forward to the most. All right. When we come back, it's y'all's time to shine because it's a Friday. And you already know what's popping. Grillin' Dylan. We can talk about whatever you like. Yeah. Whether that's music, movies, life, sports, doesn't matter. Whatever you want to talk about, we can talk about it next. 404-726-0929 is the number to call in. 404-726-0929 is the number. So whatever you want to talk about, that's fine. Falcons, cool. Hawks, cool. You want to talk about the Braves, hot stove, cool. You want to talk about music, cool. Movies, cool. Don't matter. We literally can talk about whatever you want. You can ask whatever. But I do need one thing from you. I do need a Falcons score prediction here on a Falcons Friday. So we'll do it all next. We're doing about 5 minutes here on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Friday. Hope you are doing well. We got the, watching the highlights right now from the Lakers-Pelicans game. The Lakers absolutely ran through the New Orleans Pelicans last night. LeBron, raining threes. He had his... Does that say 541st career 30-point game? My goodness, that is ridiculous. Woof, 541st career 30-point game for LeBron. He had 30 points last night, 9-12 from the field, 8-8 from the free throw line, 5 rebounds, 8 assists, 0 turnovers. Lakers beat the Pelicans 133-89, and it's going to be Lakers and Pacers in the inaugural, the first ever in-season tournament final. So, excuse me, we'll see who's able to get the win, who's able to get that extra money. We know LeBron James was real motivated by that extra money. You know, it's funny. The rich are always very motivated to get wealthier. And LeBron James is obviously no different. I mean, we all obviously want to get more money as much as we can. So either way it goes, you know, people said they, you know, they were questioning how serious certain players or if anybody was going to take the in-season tournament serious. But it seems like the Lakers have definitely taken it serious. I don't think they've lost in the in-season tournament because I don't think they – well, they may have lost one game in group play, and then obviously they haven't lost any games in the knockout stages because they're still in it. So Lakers have been very, very good in the in-season tournament, and the Pacers have just gotten hot too. So, yeah, just two teams playing real well right now. Anthony Davis has been playing well. His defense has been on lock. Obvious offense has been there as well. So, yeah, just, I'm seeing it now here. Lakers are 6-0 in the in-season tournament. 8-9 in all other games. They act totally different in that in-season tournament. So, again, 6-0 in the in-season tournament, 8-9 in their other regular season games. So, it'll be interesting to watch. I may catch the in-season tournament final on Saturday. That may make my watching because I don't really think there's anything else on Saturday. Army-Navy is on Saturday, by the way, too. That's 3 o'clock. I believe we are going to... are we carrying that game? Are we carrying Army-Navy on Saturday? I think we might be. I'm looking for our broadcast. Yeah, we are. So pregame's going to start at 2 o'clock. It says kick is at 2:30, but I thought kick said it was at 3. Anywho, that game you can hear right here on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. All right. Oh, and shout out to my guy Reese. My guy Reese just texted me. He's always listening in. Both teams are actually undefeated in the in-season tournament. So both the Pacers and the Lakers undefeated in the in-season tournament. So one of those teams will run the table in the in-season tournament, be undefeated throughout, and then obviously the other one will not, and they'll be the runner-ups. So we'll see who makes it out of the in-season tournament undefeated between the Lakers and the Pacers. But right now, we got to get to a little thing we like to call Grillin' Dylan.
Got something you want to say? Now's the time to say it.
Hi, I just want to talk about one thing.
This is Grillin' Dylan on the Hometown Take.
All right. Y'all know the vibes. You know what time it is. We can talk about whatever you like. Yeah. 404-726-0929 is the number. 404-726-0929 is the number if you want to get in the game. But since it is a Falcons Friday, I do want to hear your Falcons score prediction as well before I let you go. 404-726-0929 is the number. Let's head out to the lines. Let's talk to my guy, Randy. Randy, what's going on, brother, man? How you feeling this morning, brother?
Yeah,
yes, sir.
Hey, bro. Hey, listen, man. Hey, we not finna do that on your first, what, the first game?
Yeah, man. Yeah, I mean, people was hating, bro. Why they was hating on me, Randy?
Hey, look. You is the definition. I don't know if you remember Allen Crabbe, who played for back in the day.
Yeah, yeah, I remember. Yep.
The two dribble and shoot.
Oh, yeah. Lethal, bro. Lethal. Lethal.
Nah, the jumper was wet, though, man. The jumper was wet, though, bro. Nah, man. But that in-season tournament, man, they set that up for LeBron to win. I ain't going to lie to you. But, MJ's still the best of them, man. I don't care. We can debate this all day long, man. We can debate it. You know what I mean? But,
yeah.
They definitely set this one up for LeBron to win, man. But, let's see. The prediction to the Falcons score, man. I have no faith in Arthur Smith, so I think.
Oh, man. Hold on, Randy. Real quick. I gotta follow up on that. You can't just say that, and I can't follow up. Why do you have zero faith in Arthur Smith? Why do you have zero faith in Arthur Smith?
Okay, last week he called a pretty good game, right?
Right.
I don't remember the last time Arthur Smith called two good games. Mm. I don't remember it. Mm. I could be wrong. I just have zero faith that he's going to come out there with three tight ends and wide receiver sets, and he's going to – you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I got you.
But I think our defense don't hold up, man, so I think the score going to end up being, I'd say, 10 to 20. We're going to beat them like that.
Okay. I like that. Hey, at the end of the day, as long as we get the win, I'm cool. I can't complain as long as we get the W. So we're gonna see about it, Randy. We're gonna see about it, brother, man.
Yes, sir,
man. Hey, take it easy, brother, man. I'll talk with you later. Have a good weekend, brother. All right, that was my guy, Randy. Shout out to Randy. We also got one of my other people I love to talk to early in the morning. That's my guy, Derek. Derek's always keeping everybody motivated, including myself. Derek's calling from LA1. Derek, what's going on, brother, man? How you doing this morning?
Good morning. 1142 Motivation.
That's right. We love to hear it.
I want to tell you that the least words have been said. Cedar Grove High School is about to enter the state championship.
Yes.
They have won 4 and 7 years. No one talks about them. It should be 5 because they took the championship away from them, and that's why they're going to record the game in the Mercedes-Benz.
Yeah.
And replays.
Right.
But not because it's in my neighborhood, but because it's in my neighborhood. Atlanta Falcons have 2 guys on their team. It's from Cedar Grove High School.
Oh, okay.
And another point I need to make, their quarterback is a junior, 6'1".
Mm-hmm.
4.0 average.
Ooh.
Great kid. Can run and throw it.
Love it.
Cedar Grove don't be talked about. Now, look how disrespectful they are. National championship is this weekend. Cedar Grove got to play theirs on a Wednesday.
What? That's crazy.
Man, disrespect.
Man.
These guys are good. Now, if we was in another county or somewhere, it'll be well talked about. They'll be talking about a dynasty.
Oh, yeah.
Coach Adams is doing a super job at Cedar Grove year after year after year. If he don't win the state, he playing in the state championship. No respect. But I want to know, is State and his crew going to talk about that? You know, that's a dynasty, man.
Well,
that's a dynasty. Year after year after year.
Thank you, Dylan.
Hey, thank you very much.
Appreciate it, Derek. And, Derek, I can tell you this, Derek. I don't know if Steak and them are talking about it, but a member of the Steakhouse is most definitely going to talk about it because he talks about it every single week here on 92.9 The Game and every single day on his Prep Sports Nation platforms, and that is my producer right now, and that is Damian Day-Day Lewis. He is always on the high school scene, covering games every single day, so you got to tune in to Prep Sports Nation. Day-Day, let them know what's up, man. Yeah, let them know you Derek, put them on game,
bro. Wednesday nights, Derek. 10 o'clock, if a Hawks game is on, I'm on after the Hawks, Derek. So I got you covered.
Derek.
I talked about Cedar Grove this past Wednesday, so I understand you may be in the bed. That might be past your bedtime, so I get it.
That's why you get the Odyssey app, though. So, Derek, you want some Cedar Grove talk? You want some high school sports talk? Day-Day, that's where you got to go. We got you covered, obviously, with the High School Scoreboard Show, but on Wednesdays at 10 when there's no Hawks games, and then after Hawks games on Wednesdays, we got you covered on Prep Sports Nation, all things high school sports. He talks to coaches, he talks to players, and he breaks it down all the way to Sunday and throughout the rest of the week. You know what I'm saying. So make sure you stay tuned in. Everybody, stay tuned in to Prep Sports Nation with my guy Damian Day-Day Lewis holding it down behind the glass as well. Speaking of holding it down, we got to hand things off to the morning shift so they can hold you down from 6 to 9. And we're going to see what they got coming up on this edition of the morning shift, on a Friday edition of the morning shift. By the way, Tom, I appreciate you calling in. I'm sorry I couldn't get to you this morning, brother, man, but we're running short on time. So we're handing things off to the morning shift and wrap up a great week on the Hometown Take right after this on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Friday. Hope you are doing well. We got the watching the highlights right now from the Lakers-Pelicans game. The Lakers absolutely ran through the New Orleans Pelicans last night. LeBron raining threes. He had his, does that say 541st career 30-point game? My goodness, that is ridiculous. Oof. 541st career 30-point game for LeBron. He had 30 points last night, 9-12 from the field, 8-8 from the free throw line, 5 rebounds, 8 assists, 0 turnovers. Lakers beat the Pelicans 133-89, and it's going to be Lakers and Pacers in the inaugural, the first ever in-season tournament final. So, excuse me, we'll see. Who's able to get the win? Who's able to get that extra money? We know LeBron James was real motivated by that extra money. You know, it's funny. The rich are always very motivated to get wealthier. And LeBron James is obviously no different. I mean, we all obviously want to get more money as much as we can. So either way it goes, you know. People said they were questioning how serious certain players or if anybody was going to take the in-season tournament serious, but it seems like the Lakers have definitely taken it serious. I don't think they've lost in the in-season tournament because I don't think they may have lost one game in group play, and then obviously they haven't lost any games in the knockout stages because they're still in it. So Lakers have been very, very good in the in-season tournament, and the Pacers have just gotten hot too, so yeah, just two teams playing real well right now. Anthony Davis has been playing well. His defense has been on lock. Obvious offense has been there as well. So, yeah, I'm seeing it now here. Lakers are 6-0 in the in-season tournament, 8-9 in all other games. They act totally different in that in-season tournament. So, again, 6-0 in the in-season tournament, 8-9 in their other regular season games. So, it'll be interesting to watch. I may catch the in-season tournament final on Saturday. That may make my watching because I don't really think there's anything else on Saturday. Army-Navy is on Saturday, by the way, too. That's 3 o'clock. I believe we are going to – are we carrying that game? Are we carrying Army-Navy on Saturday? I think we might be. I'm looking for our broadcast. Yeah, we are. So pregame's going to start at 2 o'clock. It says kick is at 2:30, but I thought kick said it was at 3. Anywho, that game you can hear right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. All right. Oh, and shout out to my guy Reese. My guy Reese just texted me. He's always listening in. Both teams are actually undefeated in the in-season tournament. So both the Pacers and the Lakers undefeated in the in-season tournament. So one of those teams will run the table in the in-season tournament, be undefeated throughout, and then obviously the other one will not, and they'll be the runner-ups. So we'll see who makes it out of the in-season tournament undefeated between the Lakers and the Pacers. But right now, we got to get to a little thing we like to call Grillin' Dylan.
Got something you want to say? Now's the time to say it.
Hi, I just want to talk about one thing.
This is Grillin' Dylan on the Hometown Take.
All right. Y'all know the vibes. You know what time it is. We can talk about whatever you like. Yeah. 404-726-0929 is the number. 404-726-0929 is the number if you want to get in the game. But since it is a Falcons Friday, I do want to hear your Falcons score prediction as well before I let you go. 404-726-0929 is the number. Let's head out to the lines. Let's talk to my guy, Randy. Randy, what's going on, brother, man? How you feeling this morning, brother?
Yeah,
yes, sir.
Hey, bro. Hey, listen, man. Hey, we not finna do that on your first game?
Yeah, man. Yeah, I mean, people was hating, bro. Why they was hating on me, Randy?
Hey, look. You is the definition. I don't know if you remember Allen Crabbe, who played for back in the day.
Yeah, I remember. Yep.
The two dribble and shoot.
Oh, yeah. Lethal, bro. Lethal.
Nah, The jumper was wet, though, man. The jumper was wet, though, bro. Nah, man, but that in-season tournament, man, they set that up for LeBron to win. I ain't even gonna lie to you. MJ's still the best ever, man. I don't care. We can debate this all day long, man. We can debate it. You know what I mean? But
yeah.
Nah, they definitely set this one up for LeBron to win, man. But let's see. The prediction to the Falcons score, man. I have no faith in Arthur Smith, so I think.
Oh man. Hold on, Randy. Real quick. I got to follow up on that. You can't just say that, and I can't follow up. Why do you have zero faith in Arthur Smith? Why do you have zero faith in Arthur Smith?
Okay, last week he called a pretty good game, right?
Right.
I don't remember the last time Arthur Smith called two good games. Mm. I don't remember it. Mm. I could be wrong. I just have zero faith that he's going to come out there with three tight ends and wide receiver sets, and he's going to – you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I got you.
But I think our defense don't hold up, man, so I think the score going to end up being, I'd say, 10 to 20. We're going to beat them like that.
Okay. I like that. Hey, at the end of the day, as long as we get the win, I'm cool. I can't complain as long as we get the W. So we're gonna see about it, Randy. We're gonna see about it, brother, man.
Yes, sir, man.
Hey, take it easy, brother, man. I'll talk with you later. Have a good weekend, brother. All right, that was my guy, Randy. Shout out to Randy. We also got one of my other people I love to talk to early in the morning. That's my guy, Derek. Derek's always keeping everybody motivated, including myself. Derek's calling from Ellawood. Derek, what's going on, brother, man? How you doing this morning?
Good morning. 11:42 motivation.
That's right. We love to hear
it. I want to tell you that the least words have been said. Cedar Grove High School is about to enter the state championship.
Yes.
They have won 4 and 7 years. No one talks about them. It should be 5 because they took the championship away from them, and that's why they're going to record the game in the Mercedes-Benz.
Yeah.
And replays.
Right.
But not because it's in my neighborhood, but because it's in my neighborhood. Atlanta Falcons have 2 guys on their team is from Cedar Grove High School.
Oh, okay.
And another point I need to make, their quarterback is a junior. 6'1", 4.0 average.
Ooh.
Great kid, can run and throw it.
Love it.
Cedar Grove don't be talked about. Now look how disrespectful they are. National championship is this weekend. Cedar Grove got to play theirs on a Wednesday.
What? That's crazy.
Man, disrespect.
Man.
These guys are good. Now, if we was in another county or somewhere, it'll be well talked about. They'll be talking about a dynasty.
Oh, yeah.
Coach Adams is doing a super job at Cedar Grove year after year after year. If he don't win the state, he playing in the state championship. No respect. But I want to know, is State and his crew going to talk about that? You know, that's a dynasty, man.
Well,
that's a dynasty, year after year after year.
Thank you, Dylan.
Hey, thank you very much.
Appreciate it, Derek. And, Derek, I can't tell you this, Derek. I don't know if Steak and them are talking about it, but a member of the Steakhouse is most definitely going to talk about it because he talks about it every single week here on 92.9 The Game. And every single day on his Prep Sports Nation platforms. And that is my producer right now. And that is Damian Day-Day Lewis. He is always on the high school scene, covering games every single day. So you got to tune in to Prep Sports Nation. Day-Day, let him know what's up, man. Yeah, let him know. Put him on game, bro.
Wednesday nights, Derek. 10 o'clock. If a Hawks game is on, I'm on after the Hawks, Derek. So I got you covered.
Derek.
I talked about Cedar Grove this past Wednesday, so I understand you may be in the bed. That might be past your bedtime, so I get it.
That's why you get the Odyssey app, though. So, Derek, you want some Cedar Grove talk? You want some high school sports talk? Day-Day, that's where you got to go. We got you covered, obviously, with the high school scoreboard show, but on Wednesdays at 10 when there's no Hawks games, and then after Hawks games on Wednesdays, we got you covered on Prep Sports Nation, all things high school sports. He talks to coaches, he talks to players, and he breaks it down all the way to Sunday and throughout the rest of the week. You know what I'm saying. So make sure you stay tuned in. Everybody, stay tuned in to Prep Sports Nation with my guy Damian Day-Day Lewis holding it down behind the glass as well. Speaking of holding it down, we got to hand things off to the morning shift so they can hold you down from 6 to 9. And we're going to see what they got coming up on this edition of The Morning Shift, on a Friday edition of The Morning Shift. By the way, Tom, I appreciate you calling in. I'm sorry I couldn't get to you this morning, brother, man, but we're running short on time. So We'll hand things off to the morning shift and wrap up a great week on the Hometown Take right after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1,000,000%. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code audio.